And now, the show that very few asked for, but that many will grow to appreciate someday. It's your behind-the-scenes access to The Greg Hill Show. It's The Greg Hill Post Show with Jackson Burns.
Hello, and welcome to The Greg Hill Post Show. I'm Jackson Burns, your host, and today we are going to do a very rare content replay. Well, it's not really a replay because we didn't play this yet, but it's a rare content continuation with our Vice President of Twitch Services, Ethan. We get into how he got into radio, how he got into the Twitch gig, and who his favorite Twitcher is. So this is good stuff for you people that like the behind-the-scenes stuff. So here it is. It's the Greg Hill Post Show with the Vice President of Twitch Services, Ethan, Part 2. And make sure to download, subscribe, and like, please, because I need that.
Previous interests and past experience that I kind of picked up on my own led to this ultimately.
That's interesting because, like, a lot, you know, most people, and especially most people in video production have, you know, a long time doing it, but you just kind of fell upon it. But it's funny because I kind of stumbled upon it myself a few years ago. I've been to radio for a long time, since 06, and I don't know if you've ever heard of Bubba the Love Sponge, have you?
It sounds familiar.
He's a shock jock type. He was on the Howard Stern channels on Sirius XM, or on Sirius for a long time. Yeah. And he's whose wife Hulk Hogan fucked in the big Hulk Hogan sex tape scandal.
Really?
Yes. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Yeah, no, as a wrestling fan, I am definitely familiar with that. That's hilarious.
So, yeah, his wife was Heather Klim.
Okay.
Yeah, so anyway, so I was a big fan of him, and when I was on the beach, so to speak, that's what they call it in radio when you don't have a job, because I got laid off from iHeart in 2020. yeah, they call it on the beach. How cruel is that?
Yeah, right.
So I had always wanted to work for Bubba, and so I'd email him like every 6 months asking for a job. And one day he gets back to me and says, "Hey, can you edit video and produce video for YouTube?" And I had no skill in video or editing whatsoever, but I said, "Yes, absolutely, I can. I'll start whenever you want."
Right.
And I did. I did that for a year with him. And I just kind of got, it's crazy how you just kind of intuitively get better and better.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it kind of works out because while I didn't necessarily have professional training with all of it, I have my podcasts and I've learned so many techniques of just editing and like producing and stuff like that for certain stuff, being a host and like the writer for it and everything. So I guess I've kind of self-taught myself into this role here, which is pretty awesome. I did not expect something like that to come from it, you know, because my podcast goal was, you know, get yourself on the radio. But then it kind of spiraled into, oh, okay, you're producing the Twitch show for them now. And that was not even like on my radar as an option. I honestly didn't even know that any radio stations were really broadcasting streams of their show until I started working at EEI.
Yeah, it kind of came out of nowhere. And our boss, our big boss, Mike Thomas, was really ahead of the pack with it. He knew it was important pretty much away. That guy, he knows how to program radio, and now multimedia. He's a good guy.
Yeah, talk about forward thinking. I mean, I never really thought that, like when you say the idea out loud, it makes a lot of sense because you always think of, oh, the voices on radio, what do they look like? You never really know. So the idea makes sense, but I never actually thought, you know, why aren't people streaming radio? I just, you know, it's always just the voice in my car. But it's cool being able to do something like this where we're in a position of, one, I get to see these people every day, but we're able to bring them from just the voice in my car to, oh, we go and watch the Greg Hill Show every single day. And we have like, what is it? We top out around like 1,500 to 2,000 viewers at any given moment during the show.
Yeah, awesome. That's among the best among shows like this too. Like that's no easy feat right there.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, and again, like I said, crazy to me that I didn't even know that this was going on until it got presented to me, obviously. And then come to find out, as somebody who has used Twitch as a gamer for, you know, a handful of years now, I never really went into like the sports section of it, but then you go into the sports section and the Greg Hill Show is like the second or third leading viewership show on there throughout like the morning. It's insane.
Yeah, and those people are very passionate about the show. So which leads me to one of my questions that I wrote down, because I'm professional, you see, is who's your favorite Twitcher? Do you have one?
do I have a favorite Twitcher? You know what?
Or like a daily commenter, so to speak.
I would say, I don't know if I really have necessarily a favorite. There are some that like to talk to me more than others. But I'm also, I will admit that I'm not as active as I would like to be, especially as of late, just because of some things that have kind of shifted around. I feel like I'm really busy, so I have a hard time jumping into chat. But I will shout out, and I know this is a Boston market, and we are EEI, but New York Sports Rule is always messaging me and saying hi to me and what's up and stuff like that. So I always have good conversation with him and DMs and stuff like that. And there's a few other people in there that are really funny. Homebrewed is another one. We have a good laugh about the, there's like, I don't know, there's some cowboy sound and song that we have that we play during commercial breaks, and it's always a good laugh.